You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening. Lovely to see such a lovely prize giving to end the third day here. It's wonderful. How are you feeling?
Oh, just absolutely over the moon. You know, I'm just so pleased with her. It's been such a massive show for her, and this is my first national, so to come and win it has just been, you know, completely beyond what I expected.
So clearly no expectations. So tell me about your journey here, and then how's your day gone and your test?
Well, do you know what? I'm not from a dressage background. I evented and I show jumped to begin with, and then when I had kids, I sort of moved over to show jumping and dressage. And I'm really lucky that I'm based with my best friend and my trainer, Charlotte Smith-White, and she's just really pushed me down to sort of qualify for things. So we qualified for 3 classes this week. We did elementary on Wednesday. I got novice straight tomorrow. Charlotte took me to Chard to do the regionals, and she was regional champion at Chard. So we sort of came in knowing we had a bit of a chance, but to kind of come out here, go in that big arena, this is the first sort of big show she's done. She's just, you know, really made me proud of her today.
What went so well?
I just think that she's starting to learn how to be relaxed in the ring. So that's been the hard thing for her, is she's been quite nervous. She's quite a sensitive mare. But actually today she went in the ring, she knew exactly what she had to do, and she just relaxed and got into it and really enjoyed it.
What do you think her strengths are, particular strengths?
I think she's really, really elegant mare. She's a really lovely mover. And her way of going is really nice. We've struggled a little bit with the relaxation, but that's really coming now. And now she's showing that little bit more relaxation, she can be a lot more expressive. But she's got such a super temperament, she's really rideable, and she was just really with me today.
So confidence for the future and going up through the levels?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Good. What do you like about dressage then, from that sort of eventing and show jumping? Yeah. What's given you the bug here?
Do you know what? I just find it really obsessive. Sort of to go out every time and do that little bit better, or try and do something a little bit better. I find it sort of quite an obsessive hobby to get into.
There's always a challenge.
It's always a challenge, and everyone's been so welcoming. It's such a great community, and everyone's so supportive. It's just been so much fun.
Amazing. So we're clearly going to see more from you.
Hopefully.
What else is going on? What else do you have to, you know, occupy yourself? Other horses? What else going on?
Yes. So I've got jumpers. I did my first 130 in December. And I've got a couple of really nice jumpers. We're hoping to step them up to 140. I've got Purdy doing the dressage. I have some small kids. I actually have a baby that is due in August. So I'm 21 weeks at the moment. So yeah, he's done his first nationals as well.
How wonderful.
Which is really cute. So yeah, lots to keep us busy.
I don't know, that's made me gobsmacked. I have absolutely no idea where you're storing that. So that must be quite a challenge then, keeping kind of young family and keeping everything going and, you know, no stopping you.
No, yeah, it's busy, but it's sort of, you know, it's great to have goals and sort of go out and crack on.
Amazing. So. Well, I won't say go and have a glass of champagne because you're not allowed one, but you can store that up, can't you? But congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.